Simon & Schuster Audio presents Filthy Beasts, a memoir by Kirkland Hamill, read by the author.
To my fellow filthy beasts, Robin and Monty, you are the bravest people I know. I love you. To my mother, ferocious, fearless, and funny, you taught me how to survive you. Prologue. When I tell people stories about my mother, as I tend to do, people sometimes ask me how long she's been gone. I think back to the spring day in 1982 when I asked her to drive me into town, and she got into the car with a full glass of scotch, wearing the sunglasses that she never took off, and she chewed her nails nervously as she tried to figure out how to start the engine. And I remember years later when I called her condo in Florida because I hadn't heard from her in a while, and she said, "I call you every week." And I said, "No, you don't." And she said, "I leave a message at your dorm." And I said, "I have a phone in my room." And she said, "Is your math class getting any better?" And I said, "I'm not in boarding school anymore. I went to college this year." And I remember the day, a year before she died, when I put down the phone after speaking with her, and that familiar tornado of sadness. A panic attack, really, that always started as a pinprick in my gut and swirled like a funnel cloud before traveling up in my stomach and into my throat, where it swallowed my words until I hacked it out in heaving sobs. Lost its power, and I didn't cry for her anymore. And I remember it was a hot June day in Bermuda when my younger brother Monty and I flew in from opposite ends of the eastern seaboard to join our older brother Robin and our stepfather by her bedside to say goodbye. I leaned over her bed, the only one of the assembled capable of being face to face with her at the end, and asked, "Are you scared?" as three nurses scurried around her. One to pull out the breathing tube, one to administer the morphine, and one to shut off the machines. And I remember that she looked up at me with her bright green eyes, the only part of her body that hadn't fallen apart, and shook her head dismissively, as if I had just asked if she wanted a cup of tea.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?